Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a man from Coral Springs faces charges of threatening a public servant following his demand for Coral Springs police officers to meet him in the station's parking lot, where he loudly serenaded them with NWA song, Blank the Police. Yeah, that Coral Springs police, they responded to a call from dispatch. It said the man, Daryl Medlock of Margate, was telling officers, meet him outside, how about that, and playing Blank the Police. According to the report, they were there. They arrived in the lot, and Medlock was positioned inside of his vehicle, and he was playing serenading them with that very loud track. And they said his car was also, to add insult to injury, his car was illegally parked in a handicapped spot. They said he was aggressive, and he charged at one officer, yelling MF-er, and the officer drew taser in self-defense. Another officer intervened quickly. They detained him before he could reach the officer and put him in Broward County Jail. Well, that is one way to get yourself arrested. This woman cannot stop starting fires. This is Fort Myers. Police arrested this naked woman because she set a fire at a church, and then she was at a church after they detained her naked, setting a fire in a church. She somehow managed to set off another small fire in the car's door panel. This is where it gets interesting, because she had been searched. I know you were thinking that. Yes, they had searched her. Remember, she is a nude woman. Okay. In fact, there's an officer that it looks like they put a bulletproof vest over her. She was naked. Remember when they got her from the church, setting the fires, so they have her in the back of the patrol vehicle. And she had been searched, but police say that she may have hidden a lighter somewhere that officers would not find it. So you can go ahead and use your imagination as to where that would be, you know, for the naked Florida woman. Just saying. I mentioned this, but we didn't get a lot of time with it yesterday. This man, can you imagine, like, you're doing, you know, it's about that time, you know, you're doing your gardening, you're getting your garden ready for spring. And then imagine that, you find toes sticking out of the ground, or what you think look like toes sticking out of the ground. And that's, you know, apparently what happened with this Florida man. I'm trying to pull this story up and it's not wanting to pull up because everything sucks. The guy made the discovery while renovating his home, getting his garden ready. He's a Florida guy. And he says that he saw these like black objects all lined up sticking out of the ground. He told News 4 Jax this. And he goes, and then I realized they were toes sticking out of the ground. So he called 911. The police arrived. They haven't yet confirmed whose remains it was, but that's it. Jacksonville County. That's it. They said that there were 2 feet sticking up out of the ground. They dug up the body. They went to Duval County Medical Examiner's Office. Forensic was, looking at the area, trying to get some, you know, figure out what had happened. They still actually haven't figured out who it is or, you know, cause of death or anything, but good heavens. Police said are seeking a man who urinated on and then set fire to a South Florida car wash. And I think that they're using AI to write their headlines because they spelled, this is how it's spelled. This is police seeking, S-E-E-A-K-I-N-G, a man who, W-H-O-E, urinated, they didn't even spell that right, on, set fire to South Florida car wash. They're totally using AI to write this headline. This guy, this was in Florida City, Florida. They are looking for him. $5,000 reward, Miami-Dade Crime Stoppers. He fled the scene on foot, so they're still, that's why they weren't able to catch him.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arne with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States, ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla.
So this guy on TikTok, he's a TikTok influencer. I hate these phrases. This is like a Brave New World we're in. He is telling people who are coming into the country illegally, look, you can like literally take over somebody's house and invoke squatter's rights and make it impossible to be removed from these properties. His name is Lionel Moreno, and he's like apparently from Venezuela. And he was telling people that under U.S. law, if a house isn't inhabited, you can seize it. He's talking about squatter's rights or what they call adverse possession law. And we talked about this yesterday, how this is like a big thing. We're seeing it over and over again. It's one of the wildest things where someone, particularly in these like, you know, very blue sanctuary city states where somebody can come in and take your house, seize your house, and you're kind of SOL. This one woman was arrested in New York because she changed the locks on her door. For instance, in New York, you can't even turn off the utilities. Like you, if someone took over the house, they don't have to pay you rent. I'm not exaggerating any of this, by the way. They don't have to pay you rent, but you have to pay their electric bill, their water bill. You're not allowed to change the locks. You're not allowed, none of that. They have more rights than you do as the property owner, even though they went in and without your permission or any kind of agreement and took over the house. And these laws have gotten progressively worse over the years. And it's to the point now where it's, you know, it's one of the wildest things. And sadly, you know, all of these people that are dealing with us, there was one guy who basically said that he squatted them back, I think was the thing that he did. He squatted them back and went in and changed the locks and was like, no, it's my house now. So kind of, I mean, it's just the goofiest thing ever. But there's this rot, this attack on American jurisprudence. So this video was viewed 4 million times. People were saying that this guy's promoting terrorism, and they were calling the FBI and all this. They have squatter's rights in all 50 states, but some states are worse than others. I don't even know what the hell a squatter's right is. It's just, it is insane to me that it's even a thing. It's insane that it is a phrase. Like if you're in the process of selling your house, say you're in one of these states that has, you know, pretty leftist interpretation of this, and you're trying to sell your house and say you've moved out, but you're still on the market, they can move in and you are SOL. Not only do you still have to pay for that mortgage, but you also have to pay for all of the utilities because they can give you an additional, they can charge you with something extra if you turn the utilities off. And you have to pay for these people to live in your property and you have no rights over it at all. You have to go to court. It's incredibly expensive. You incur all of the costs that go along with that legal challenge. It's wild. And it's happening everywhere. Washington, California, New York. I mean, it's happening everywhere. I mean, in New York, they get 30 days. And so the way that they do this, it could be your house and you didn't agree to rent it. Say you're not even renting it at all. But if they go in and move into your house and they're there for, you know, they can somehow say that they're there for 30 days, then you're considered a landlord and then you have to start the eviction proceedings and it's all the legal stuff that goes with it. And in all states, you have to follow a legal eviction process to remove squatters. Now, my legal eviction process is made with lead. And it comes out of the barrel of a rifle. That is my eviction process. So, I mean, breaking and entering, people can get charged with breaking and entering. But if you stay there, then that changes it. That's just the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This is how you're going to get vigilantism. You are going to get vigilantism and you're going to get people who are going to take it upon themselves because they can't afford the legal costs that comes with pushing people out who break and enter and stay in these homes illegally. But in these blue states, these sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, I mean, I'm just saying, it seems like, you know, you get what you vote for, right? You have to live with what you vote for. New York City, though, they have like the most progressive laws on the book. There was one guy who moved in somebody else's basement of their house and he wouldn't leave. There was another lady who was in New York who was arrested because she moved in. She had tried to kick out the squatters and she ended up getting there. And then there's the woman from Queens that we talked about yesterday, Adele Indeloro, who right? Can you imagine after your right after your parents pass, and you're having to deal with getting rid of their property and getting rid of like the house, and you and then you have to deal with a squatter issue because a squatter moves in after your parents pass away. Can you imagine having to deal with that? So this woman is just being victimized and re-victimized and re-victimized. It's insane. And she's fighting. They said that witnesses to this particular house in Flushings, they were doing construction on the house. Not only were the squatters living there, but they were doing construction on the house that's not even theirs. It's insane. And so there you go. And these people have no proof at all whatsoever that there was any kind of, you know, there was no agreement. And they're not offered. They're not offered they don't even offer to pay for anything. There was a guy, this was in California. It was a $4.5 million mansion. Crazy. $4.5 million mansion. And squatters moved in. And it's crazy. They said that in Los Angeles and Atlanta, some squatters have been turning homes into strip clubs and hosting all-night raves. I'm telling you. And it's in every state, but like I said, some states it's, you know, more so than others. And even in Texas. In Texas, you have to go through an eviction process in Texas to lawfully remove a squatter. If someone takes over your home, I consider that to be a home invasion. And I would love for someone to examine, you know, Castle Doctrine and then going and moving into, I mean, that's trespass. The idea that a law ceases to have effect because of how long someone is breaking it is one of the dumbest things to happen in the American legal system I've ever seen. They say, oh, well, squatters, you know, they can stay for a while. You know, trespassing is short term, squatters long term. So the period of time that they are illegally present in someone else's property without permission determines the legality of their situation. That's absolutely crazy. But it's adverse possession law. And so they say, but adverse possession law, the way that works is it's supposed to be an honestly entered property. Or a property that is held in the possession with the belief that the land is theirs or that the property is theirs. That's what this is. But the fact that this is even in Texas is bad. Like in Texas, if you feel that you or your property are under threat, Castle Doctrine comes into play. But what if someone's been there? What if you're on vacation and you come back, you know, after, you know, however many days, and you have somebody in your home and you feel threatened, your property's threatened. So at what point does Castle Doctrine then go away? Doesn't have any effect because they're now doing this adverse possession. This is the goofiest thing I've ever seen. And it's so, none of it's consistent. In state after state, there's zero consistency. So, for instance, in Tennessee, guests are considered tenants after paying rent as specified in a lease. In Texas, guests are considered tenants if they contribute to expenses or use the mailing address. That's crazy. So there's no consistency in across the country. There's zero consistency. The people who help bring you free radio, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Sub-2K. This is the Gen 3, and if you have previous iterations of this 9mm carbine, you're really going to love some of the enhancements of the Gen 3. First off, the Sub-2K folds in half, and previously you'd had to take your optics off to do so. Not anymore with the Gen 3. The simple twist and fold motion of the patent-pending rotating forend in either direction folds it right in half, and just as quickly and easily deploys it, optics and all. There's an upgraded aluminum trigger, redesigned trigger mechanics. You got a light and 5-pound pull. You have upgraded action. There's a redesigned operating handle for added comfort as well. New chamber indicator. And it's made right here in the US of A. Florida family owned company with those values. That's they're incredibly innovative. They have a passion for innovation, and it's evident in everything that they have. And you can see the sub-2K Gen 3 reads a sub 2000 on their website. Go look at the website, go to a range, go to your FFL, go and try it out. It's the sub 2K Gen 3, KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So I have no idea why people think that they can keep an 11-foot gator in their home in New York, but they can, apparently. This home, it's caused some backlash. New York man and, well, his supporters are wanting to know what happened to the 11-foot, 750-pound gator that he had in his home. Now, if the gator's not bothering anybody, I mean, you know, if it's not eating anybody's pets, anything like that, the Department of Environmental Conservation officers showed up to this dude's home in Erie County, town of Hamburg, on Wednesday. They found that he had built an addition to his home just for the gator and built an in-ground swimming pool to keep the gator and keep it happy. He, like, allowed people, like kids even, to get in the water and pet Albert the alligator, and the gator wasn't secured. You can think that they're tame and they're domesticated, but, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean it's true. He said, I took care of him better than most people took care of their kids. He didn't have any incidents with him, but apparently they said he had to have licensing. I don't know, some other stupid New York stuff. This is baffling scientists at a German zoo. Chimps are ripping out each other's hair, and they're walking around all jacked, like all muscular and like shredded wheat. They're ripping out each other's hair in Germany, at the zoo in Germany. And they said it's alarming the visitors at Madgeburg Zoo. There's a sign next to the enclosure saying that because of over-grooming, they look psychotic. They have bald spots everywhere. And they said some of them are almost entirely hairless. So is it over-grooming? I mean, it is weird. They say that where they're being kept is too small, according to some animal rights groups, and that's it's adding to their stress, and it's stressing them out, and that's maybe what it is. Or it's maybe they're animals and they do weird stuff. I don't know. The GOP, remember, the RNC was talking about hiring activist Scott Pressler. Now, apparently, they're not going to do it. At first they said that they were, and I guess now that they're not, they said that they had a call with him, and that went very well, but, apparently they're not going to be working with him. I think he did a better job than the RNC in getting out the vote, so we'll see what happens there. Daniel Penny appeared in a Manhattan court yesterday. Judge set the trial date of October 8th for the chokehold, death of Jordan Neely. I have a piece up at Substack about this for you subscribers. And remember, the way that the media is writing about this story is absolutely asinine. And we're going to talk about that here coming up. A man was charged after 26 snakes were found in a vehicle. There was no word as to whether or not it was a car full of lawmakers in D.C. This actually happened, or even in Sydney. This happened in Australia. They said that 26 snakes were found in the man's vehicle. He was charged with animal cruelty. He's psychotic. Deadly morel mushrooms. People need to learn how to properly cook mushrooms, because undercooked mushrooms apparently killed two people and sickened more than 50 diners at a restaurant in Montana, according to a CDC investigation. They said that they were stumped that people were getting sick like this, and they realized that these undercooked mushrooms were likely to blame. They called it a deadly fungi outbreak in Montana. 51 people, gastrointestinal illness. Two were killed. So you got to properly cook these things. And the U.S. has backed a $50 billion bond for Ukraine using frozen Russian assets. Coming up, a woman banned from the pool because she spoke out. This is at YMCA, you know, Christian, Young Men's Christian Association. We'll talk about that. We got a whole bunch of other stuff on the way. Stick with us. I wanted to touch on this story as well, this issue of this 82-year-old woman. So it's not just Planet Fitness. Daily Wire had this story of an 82-year-old woman who is demanding, she was asking for access to a local YMCA pool. She was banned from the facility after speaking out against a guy using the women's locker room. And her name is Julie Jamin. She's now being represented by the Center for American Liberty. Harmeet Dillon is actually her attorney. And she was a member of the YMCA, and there was a man. She found, you know, a man in the woman's locker room, and she was concerned about that. So she, you know, raised concern with the management, and she was promptly banned. She's been in this town of Port Townsend for, 40 years? And they said that she's regularly used the Mountain View swimming pool for recreational and therapeutic purposes. In 2022, The YMCA banned her because she spoke out expressing her concern about a man in the woman's locker room. She went in to change and shower. There were no signs warning people that the locker rooms were open to members of the opposite sex. In fact, she noted, and apparently they have, like, you know, the photos there. I guess they're still there. The signs on the door indicated that they were sex segregated. And she said when she was in the shower, she heard a male voice inside the locker room. And she peeked out of the shower curtain to see who was there. And it was a male and who was watching two little girls use the toilet. And she was so startled. She was trying to figure out what this could, because the man apparently didn't look like he was with the girls, and apparently wasn't. And he was in a female swimsuit, which I'm sure you can see how well that went. And she asked him if he had a male copulatory organ, and he responded, none of your business. And then a YMCA staff member, they said within seconds, entered the shower area and began berating the elderly woman. Her name is Rowan DeLuna. She was the YMCA staff member who entered the area and began berating her in front of, you know, other people in the locker room. And she was saying, you don't know that that person's transgender and that person's an employee of the YMCA and he can use whatever, you know, with his gender identity that he wants to. And she called, you know, she told the elderly woman, she said that she was a discriminatory. And then right there, she banned her for life and told her she could no longer set foot inside the facility. And she said, you better leave or we're going to call the police. And so Jamin told DeLuna, okay, yes, please do, because I want to know why this individual is dealing with a 4 and 6 year old trying to use the toilet that are not his kids. And the YMCA called 911 because they're absolute just drama queens. And they demanded that the police escort the elderly woman from the premises because the elderly woman, they said she was refusing to leave, none of which was true. The elderly woman actually wanted the police to figure out why this man, a full-grown man who looked like a man and had a male copulatory organ and everything, was in a female swimsuit and watching little girls in the bathroom. She thought that she was witnessing a crime in progress. And they lied about her and said that she was belligerent and harassing people, which she wasn't. And so she left the pool and she went right to the police station, which actually is right by the YMCA. And she was going to file a complaint with the man's actions towards the girls in the women's locker room, right? I mean, that's what anybody would do if they think they're seeing a crime. And then when the police followed up, it wasn't to look at her complaint. It was to investigate YMCA's complaint. And that's when Jamin, the elderly woman, learned of the false accusations that YMCA, the staff, had said about her to police. So she immediately contacted the CEO of the YMCA to report the incident. And she said, no, that was a transgender man. He's a member there. And he's a man who wants to be a woman. And, you know, that's you should have, she told Jamin, you should have been aware of the locker room policy because there were pride flags hanging up. What does the pride flag have to do with the trans stuff? And they said they were standing by the man and that she was still banned. So they said later on, she went to the sidewalk outside the facility to voice her opinion. She protested, basically. And they waged a campaign of false accusations on this woman. And so now she's got this case, she's got this lawsuit, and I hope she wins because this is insane. They had a small group of citizens that support the elderly woman. They had a protest in a park near the YMCA, all of this stuff. This is just this is the craziest story. I would have absolutely done the same thing. Absolutely done the same thing. And it amazes me that the police is, that you're talking about an 80-year-old woman who is watching a younger grown man watch two girls, 4 and 6 years old, use the restroom. Who wouldn't say, hey, you're in the women's locker room and you have Frankenbeans and you're wearing a women's swimsuit. That's a little weird. Who wouldn't have said anything? Oh, this is what I'm talking about, how dangerous this is. The piece that I wrote about the woman who was banned from Planet Fitness. women are told to ignore their instincts. They're told to ignore the inner voice that is there as to raise a alarm over anything that doesn't look right, anything that could compromise your safety or the safety of someone near you. Women have been told, we've been told for our entire lives to listen to that voice, and now women are being proactively shamed for it. They're being harassed for it. It is being weaponized and used against women. You are being socially conditioned to ignore warning signs, particularly women. That is the absolute opposite of female empowerment. There is a movement underway, and this is what trans activism does, to socially condition women to be more more unassuming when it comes to predatory behavior, to be more susceptible to predation. It is a social conditioning all about making women more susceptible to predation. Usually it's Occam's razor. She's used this pool for 40 years. And so now Harmeet Dhillon, she's going to be on with us next week, is saying that this ban has to be reversed. The YMCA has to offer apology. The city has to offer apology. And it is amazing. The media, if this was in any other situation, the media would be all about rah-rah for this woman. And they're not. Because the media is garbage.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.